Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour promise program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Now we're in 2021.
Right, but it'll go on down. I don't have time to read the whole article, but 2017 figure says there's 1.4. This is fighting against another thing. It said, just don't worry about it. Uh-oh.
We're on the air.
Oh. Welcome, folks, to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is April 1st, 2020.
The world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. Please leave your name, number, prayer. What am I trying to say?
Name, number, prayer request, or message. On our phone.
If you get the machine. That's right. What I left out was the machine. Because I'm sidetracked with looking up that stat that we was going
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. And in the case of an emergency, you can text Dan on his cell and let him know you're going to give him a call at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, the updates about the Wichita Mission Church, and the radio program, our program archives, and all of our contact information at our ministry hub, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
We are a national satellite radio program. It's simulcast live on international YouTube, some FM station. Pray about supporting airtime. Is airtime free?
No, it's not free.
Why? You got to pay for it?
Yeah, I'm fixing to go do that after we get off of here.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, oops, I give him a quote.
Now he knows you're going to give him money.
He'll be looking for it.
Yeah, well, he likes it on Friday. Friday's his shopping day.
Well, maybe by the time I get to it, it might be Friday. It was last time midnight when I got off. I said I was going to do it. It was midnight when I did it.
Yeah, but it's still Thursday, not Friday. Okay.
Not if it's 12:01.
How about, what's our listener base look like?
Let's thank our listener base, like Durban, South Africa, Tehran, Iran, Munich, Germany. Okay, did I say it right?
Yeah, okay. you just fumbled on Iran.
Yeah, because I was waiting on you to correct
me. You got Tehran, you got that part right, but then you was fumbling on Iran, and you say Iran all the time, so I don't know what was going on. Okay, what about United States?
Okay, let's thank Kansas City, Missouri, Oklahoma City, San Jose, California, and Wichita, Kansas, which remains the largest group of listeners. That will listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Right, absolutely. By the way, folks, send us an email at radio@messiahsbranch.org or a text to my phone. Let us know where you're hailing from. You know, that means your city and all that, so we can say hi to you on air. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. And, folks, this is a continuation of the first program that we did today. So you should really go listen to the other program, but they are independent programs. But you should listen to everything we're talking on this subject today. Anyway, now prayer, and we'll have a quick song, and then we will get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua, HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I just ask that you please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth, Father, And in your son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, let's have our song.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory, standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down and take his sandals off as he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, and he was standing, standing. Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down. They were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield, but I am the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing, standing.
Okay, we're back, and that was the song. And for the record, it stated that there's one. We were talking about this in another program. There's one more, 1.5 million Wiccans in the United States, but 65% of the country identifies as Christianity, and that's millions and millions, you know. Anyway, so let's get on with it. Let's get on with tonight's program. Okay.
Yeah, the Pew Research says it dropped from 77% to 65%, the lowest point in the nation's 243-year history.
What dropped?
The Christianity.
Right, but you need to specify that because they don't know
what... Well, that's
what
you were just talking about. Christianity was 65%, so
right.
It dropped from 77% to 65%. Is the lowest it's been, dropped 12%.
Right. Anyway, let's forget about that.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff to cover. Number one thing that I'm going to point out, we were talking about, we've been talking about demonic things, and we talked about demons, you know. Last program we talked about a demon that manifested itself. You could actually see it, and they could actually take a picture of it. But now, we're going on with different things, and you know that mental health experts right now even believe that, are starting to say it, things that we've been saying for a while, that people are actually seeing, beyond seeing things, okay, I'm getting sidetracked, that schizophrenia is actually, a lot of them believe now, is actually demon possession. And a lot of people...
I thought that the way the people act from the church that they do that, I thought that it was demon possession and they are schizophrenic.
All right, just speak up a little bit. But yeah, absolutely, I believe it is. But it's just amazing. That's why I say things are being revealed right now. Things are coming to the front that hasn't been revealed before is now being revealed. There's a great revealing going on. this is something that's going on. And speaking of revealing, now we're going to read this about what Bill Gibson had to say. Go ahead.
Okay. We have this warning from Mel Gibson in 2018 by David Martin. Hollywood studios are drenched in the blood of innocent children. According to Mel Gibson, who claims the consumption of baby blood is so popular in Hollywood that it basically operates as a currency of its own. In a shocking expose, the famed movie producer who has blown the whistle on the epidemic of parasites who control Hollywood, stating that every studio in Hollywood is bought and paid for with the blood of innocent children.
Okay, now remember, we again, folks, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month or so ago, we've been doing programs about Satanism and sacrifices and things like that. So I want you to go back and look through our archives at branch.podomatic.com, branch.podomatic.com, share it with others. These programs are important. You need to be aware and be aware that there's a book in the making.
I have a quick question about blood. Remember in the last program we stated that Gaga left a bathtub full of blood. Did they ever prove where the blood came from?
It's not illegal.
Well, they had to get it somewhere.
To a point. Well, it was published and everything. Clearly, she hasn't been prosecuted. But when
wow.
do they prosecute leftist stars?
Wow.
Now, you think about that.
A bathtub full of blood, that's a body full, at least.
Well, I don't know that, you know. So I guess that you
wow.
should, you know.
Okay, on with the show. Gibson's appeared on the Graham Norton show on the BBC in November, and he shocked guests backstage about the true nature of Hollywood's elite, whose dark deeds he has been witness to. He spoke of these agents who are the enemy of mankind, continually acting contrary to our best interests and breaking every Yahweh-given taboo known to man, including the sanctity of children. He said that babies are their premium brand of high-grade
caviar,
cocaine, diamond steak. Wow.
Well, see, those are the things. Okay, those are high-grade caviar, cocaine, diamond steak. Those are the things that elites do. You know,
right, and that's why they have the baby blood.
They'll pay five, right,
wow.
but they'll pay $500 for a diamond steak or more, and the highest grades of caviar and the highest grades of cocaine. That's what the Hollywood elite are going after. And he says, but this are their premium brand, the blood of children. We've been saying that, and that's what abortion's about. And but let's go on.
Okay, he was speaking of the Satanists in the movie industry who harvest the blood of children and who eat their flesh. According to Gibson, they are using and abusing kids. They churn through a huge amount of kids every year. Their spiritual beliefs, if you can call them that, direct them to harvest the energy of the children, of the kids. They feast on this stuff and they thrive on it.
Okay, now you know that youthful blood is being sold in different places, you know, in some in the United States, you know, that you can get some donated blood from somebody younger, you know, make charges your blood, but they believe, even the Bible says the life is in the blood. And but we are ordered not to eat it. So this is contrary to what?
The word.
The word, okay.
Ooh, that's a lot. The producer points out this isn't anything new. If you do some research, you will see it's a metaphysical alchemical phenomenon. Alchemical phenomenon, and you can find it behind the scenes in all the dark areas in history. It's a dark, multi-dimensional occult art and practice used by secret societies in the last few hundred years of social programming and mind control, and raised to a zenith by Hollywood and America in our era.
Yeah, and so,
wow.
again, you know, why would Mel Gibson put his career on the line? You know, he wouldn't do that. And that's why, you know, I was talking to somebody else about, I would think it was Danny earlier, and I was pointing this out. You don't hear as much about Mel Gibson anymore. He doesn't appear in movies. He is shunned by the community, but they don't bad talk him openly a lot because he has the goods on him. Go ahead.
The secret society referred to is the Illuminati, the globalist cabal, which controls our media of communication. Their objective from the beginning is to initiate revolt.
No, it's to investigate. Oh, instigate.
Instigate revolt against the institutionalized church and to submerge the nations under the communist one world government and religion.
No, that's a fact. That's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Are they not promoting communism? Sure they are. And one world religion? Sure they are. What's that? Antichrist. Sure it is. Okay. They are trying to make all these things right now. Let's go back up here. We're also talking about the next part. We have to read that first before I can comment.
Okay, part of the ritual of this satanic one world religion is pedophilia, which is promoted by homosexuals and which ties the cannibalism it leads to, according to Gibson. Hollywood is an institutionalized pedophile ring, but for some children, it is but a stepping stone to be drawn fully into satanic covens where they are sacrificed. This is where many of the missing children have disappeared to.
And there's other people besides Mel Gibson saying it. In fact, a long time ago, I was handing a book, a training book, to the Wichita Police Department. And it was about Satanism and different things. And it spoke, and this was even before I really came to the conclusion, we were still actually practicing Halloween, you know, before we really came fully out of the world. But that was what led me to it, because it talked about how Halloween was the night that they sacrificed, a lot of children got sacrificed and everything. And this was in the police department manual that they train other police officers with.
Satan's High Sabbath.
And yeah, and it's a high Sabbath. So the point is when you, it, people say, well, that ain't what Halloween means to me. It didn't matter what Halloween means to you. It matters
what it is meant to me, right?
But see, that's where people are getting off of. You know, you have to, if you have a biblical worldview, you look at some. There are absolutes. There's absolute good. There's absolute bad. And the Bible states that. It isn't, you know, whatever I think or whatever thinks. It's what the word of your father thinks.
And it plainly says, learn not the way of the heathen and the pagans, and that is paganism.
Well, yeah, sure it is. Sure it is. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Now, let's go down and let's see right here.
Speaking of secret society elites, Gibson said, these people have their own religious and spiritual teachings and their own social and moral frameworks. They have their sacred texts. They are sick, believe me. And they couldn't be more at odds with what America stands for.
Yeah, amen, amen. So, again, this is, you know, this. So here's the problem. If the people in Hollywood that are making the movies that everybody's watching, and then kids want to be like heroes and things in the movies, you know, they're putting all these occult things into the movie. Well, a lot of them are right there. You can say, oh, that's occultism, that's occultism. But the things that are even more worrisome than that is the things that are hidden in them.
Right.
That people pick up, you know, and that's a type of brainwashing, you know. If you tell a person the same thing over and over and over and over and over, eventually, if they don't hear anything else, they're going to believe it.
It's like most all movies, they have to add the gayism in them now. It's just sick. Can't hardly watch anything. You get into a good movie and the best character that you like turns out to be gay or lesbian. So there goes that movie.
Yeah, and they'll throw one little just scene in where they kiss a guy kisses a guy or something, and it won't even be in the rest of the movie, anything about it. But they just had to show that this guy is either a bisexual
to normalize it with the children.
To normalize it, there's the point. You know, I was talking about cartoons. That's what it was with Danny when she passed by earlier, and they put those things into cartoons, you know, to make it that way. So you normalize it with your children. A child, that's what they grow up. You know, grow up watching cartoons. You know what I mean? And when they put it in the cartoons, they think it's normal. You know, there's the point. They think it's normal. But it's so blatantly out right now that you can tell it. And why do they do that? Because there's been enough swing that they can do that. We also pointed out in the other program that when you have lawlessness, Well, it's reflected in everything, and it's reflected in government and everything. Go ahead.
Okay, as a devout Catholic, Gibson acknowledged the basic good in man, saying there is a creative and loving force inside most of us that guides us through life, but went on to say, these people, Satanists, don't have this. For them, it's the opposite. He described Hollywood elites are barbarians. They thrive on pain, trauma, stress, abuse, and suffering. He said they eat human flesh with the belief that this gives them life force, adding that if the child was suffering in body and in sight before it died, they believe this gives them extra life force.
Okay, so let's go like this. Amen. Let's go with this. So they believe that it gives them life force. And on a subject of, I do believe that we're spiritually guided. You know, the Father does guide us. If we're saved, we have the Holy Spirit within us, and it guides us. We're supposed to listen to it. But here's the point. That this other force that's driving them is just so blatantly evil. It's like this. A person is referred to as like a branch, you know. If the branch produces fruit, good fruit that you can eat and enjoy, then, amen, it stays there. But if the branch doesn't produce good fruit, then it's cut off and thrown in the fire that it's no good. So it shows you, so you cut off the bad thing from the good part of the tree, right?
Right.
Or the vine, you know, grapes, whatever. Cut off the bad part and throw it in the fire and burn it up. So then good has no business with bad, right?
Right.
Right. So this is the same way. We have no business with these people, but yet these people are what's controlling our brains. When it's just like the rest of the crowd, the news media, they keep spawning these things over and over and over. They brainwashed a whole bunch of people into believing that President Trump was an agent for Russians and everything else, spewing more and more lies over and over and over and over. And so many people believed them, you know, a huge number, and a huge number of people still believe it. Because why? They were fed it over and over and over. Okay, we're going to have to go to a break. Tell them where they can find us, and we'll
come back.
Okay,
you can find all of our contact information and all about the radio program archives and the media, the Wichita Mission Church updates are all over at our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, or pre-rath, or post-trib, whatever your position is, this book will help you to find the truth. If you're really looking for the truth about the rapture, I honestly believe you will find it in this book. It'll settle into your spirit, because the truth is the Holy Spirit knows the truth about the rapture. And one of the reasons that the people other than post-trib can't seem to find peace about this is because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that they don't have the truth. That is, until they find post-trib. But Either way, this is going to help you to find the piece about the rapture. I really recommend you get it. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. 1 for 20, 10 for 30, and 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com. 1 for 20, but don't do that. 10 for 30, 20 for 50, give you extras to give to your friends. Because once you read this one, you're going to be handing this to your pastors, to all of your Christian friends, and just ask them to read it. If they get through the first chapter, they're going to read the whole book, and they're going to love it. And it's going to help them to really find the truth about the rapture. How Pre-Trib One at prophecyclub.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan.
And Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to the Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, what were we talking about before we went to break? Do you remember?
All those sick people in Hollywood drinking kids' blood, killing babies, innocent children, stealing them from their parents and their home and taking their life and drinking them and eating them. Eating them. And not only drinking their blood, eating them.
Right, right. They're eating them. Well, you know, cannibalism. You know,
oh,
and
that is,
you hear these rumors all the time about those things going on. But you know, what I'm trying to get to the people is well, what did I say to you earlier? I said, if you hear it as a rumor, what is it?
Gossip.
Okay,
it's a seed being planted.
Okay, let's go with what I actually said.
I don't know what you said. I didn't hear
anything about a rumor.
We
were walking and talking outside, but what I said that is these things that you've been hearing as conspiracy theories and rumors are not conspiracy theories and rumors, and they are not gossip. They are truth. They are truth. These things are actually going on. You know, people used to say, you can point out and say, hey, that person's into Satanism. You know, or that Hollywood star is, and you would say that, and they'd say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's not true. No, it is true.
Yeah.
In fact, it has been exposed, but they are even saying it themselves. They are openly saying it. They are open. It is out there in the open. So if you hear a conspiracy theory, yeah, I guess you part of the time you could say it's not right, but just like somebody posted on Facebook the other day, wow, I can't believe it. All these things I thought was conspiracy theories and told were conspiracy theories, they're true.
Right. I've always felt that they were true. I never believed that they were just conspiracy theories.
Right. So what I'm telling people, they need to do deeper research. So when you hear these things, why do you keep listening to these people? Because their ultimate goal, it's just, what is the ultimate goal of a Christian? What are you supposed to do?
To be Christ-like.
Right, but to be Christ-like, he shared his faith on how to be saved, right?
Right.
Okay, so that is, in fact, that's what he says. He says, go into the last thing he did before he was taken to the Father, you know, before he ascended the last time, you know, after death, resurrection, and all that, you know, after he spent time with everybody. Then he said, go into the world and make disciples of all nations, you know. You were supposed to spread the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think not that Satanism isn't trying to spread their gospel?
Oh, yeah. Satan tries to outdo God on everything.
Okay. So the ultimate goal of Satanism is to bring more into the fold, which is the goal of all things that are religious, so to speak. You try to convince other people to be like you. You know, to come into the fold. Well, so these Satanistic people that are in charge of the Hollywood movies, they are trying to suck you in away from Christ, away from the only way to be saved is through the Son.
Right.
The only way to the Father is through the Son in order to have eternal salvation. It's the blood of Yeshua that gives us that. So it's drawing you in. So everything they put out, they're going to put things in it. They're going to drop things in it that's going to take you away from righteousness. Let's go on and we'll hear the rest of this Mel Gibson.
Okay, these vindictive practices derive from the satanic black mass. the heart of the satanic cult movement, which was deliberately set up in the past as a mockery to the true mass, the reenactment of Christ's sacrifice. In a similar way, the church, through the mass, derives strength to grow in virtue and to carry out the work of Yahweh. Satanists, through their vindictive black mass, derive strength to do evil, i.e. to effectively promote the breaking of the commandments, to turn man against moral authority, against the papacy, against Jesus crucified, i.e. to sin. The victims offered the black mass are human beings and often babies.
Go ahead.
An extension of the black mass is abortion, which is considered a sacrifice to Satan. Abortion is a negative current that charges the devil's battery and gives him power over man. It is a preferred sacrifice through which Satan is strengthened and glorified on earth, which is why abortion is promoted so furiously by the Satanists.
Okay, and we go up to another. Now, remember, folks, this is Mel Gibson, not our testimony. This is Mel Gibson's testimony that he did on a live TV program, talk show. Now, but I'm going to go back up to where we were talking previously with this. And he said that the more charge they get out of the blood is the more pain and agony that the victim is in before they die, the bigger charge that they get out of the blood of that
because
victim.
Of the adrenaline in their blood.
Well, and that's a scientific thing. There's more adrenaline in your blood.
That makes sense.
Right, but they say spiritual, but I'm not buying their hogwash anyway. I'm not getting anything out of the blood of a human being, but yeah, that is the reasoning. Okay, well, let's back up. When they abort children, most of the time that method is they go in there and they take forceps and they go up there inside of a woman and they tear that child apart while it's still alive without anything to kill the child. They can feel pain. They're a human being, but it that sacrifice means more, you know. Well, you know what I'm saying, and so that's why this abortion thing is. That's why America is not going to escape judgment, and it is not escaping judgment.
Those poor babies.
It's because
those
children are sacrificed every day. What's one of the things that Biden did when one of the executive orders that he signed was to what? Fund abortion again overseas, that who President Trump had stopped, but Biden reenacted it. You know, folks, we're in for a terrible ride. We are in the end times, and you need to wake up to it, and you need to look at things are not normal. Things aren't going back to being blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we're responsible for this in a sense. We need to be pointing this out to other people. You need to point to people to that like our radio program. Point people to our radio program that are speaking the truth. There are a lot of people out there speaking the truth, but there's so many more that aren't speaking the truth because they're afraid of being not politically correct, or they're afraid of the left, they're afraid of their lives being ruined, and so on and so on and so on. You got to speak up. We have to make disciples of all men. You have to try to bring people over to the light. But what if you're talking to somebody and, you know, they're just not accepting anything you say? What should you do?
No, the Bible says don't throw your pearls to the swine.
Right, so then you should.
If you give it to them, they don't accept it, you're supposed to walk away.
You're supposed to walk away. So, amen, you know, so, because some of these people are what? They're reprobate.
Right, you're not going to convince them anyway, so the Lord says, don't waste my word on them, just let them have their whatever they got and leave.
Right, absolutely. Because you're wasting the Father's time by doing it, and you're wasting your own time.
Yeah,
because
you're never going to change their mind. They're the way they are because they want to be that way.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, we got another one here, and this is from Charisma News, and this we'll talk about it again when we get done. Go ahead.
Okay, we're in the end times. Why Satan worship is on the rise in pop culture. Netflix, new season of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina just came out, and kids are raving over it. But Tina Griffin, also known as the Counterculture Mom, says this new live-action show takes witchcraft to a whole new level. Whoa. We're not talking about the 1 or 2 minute scene in a short program, she says. The entire theme of the program is about scenes, black cats, magic.
Seances.
Yeah, seances, black cat, seances, black cats, magic, Wicca. We've got Sabrina's Sweet 16 party with the devil, Satan, showing up at her birthday party.
Okay, and you know what? And one of the shows that they have now is also called Lucifer. It's about the devil, you know.
Right.
What I mean? But this shows you how they're trying to normalize things and take you to it.
Well, what about the commercial with the girl and the big guy dressed in Satan, big red guy with horns sitting right beside her, and it's a dating site.
Yeah, she's supposed to represent. Yeah, and she's supposed to represent 2020, and
really?
He says I'm going to miss 2020 so much. And everything, you know, because and it shows them doing all the bad things in 2020. And, you know, it's kind of funny at one point when they shows them stealing toilet paper, but together. But, you know, it's evil. It's showing that Satan, you know, that you
right.
want it. I mean, okay, go ahead.
Okay. But it's not just chilling adventures. Okay, I read that. No, it's not just chilling adventures of Sabrina that's glorifying witchcraft and glamorizing the devil. Griffin says Satan worship has infiltrated pop culture through music and social media, too. She serves an example after example of top celebrities who had hired a Satanism, wear occult clothing, and brand themselves with satanic symbols. But why are we seeing this sudden spike in Satan worship? It's because Satan has little time left, she says. I honestly believe we are living in the end times. We really strongly feel Christ is around the corner.
And I believe that, too. But see, because why? I have told people over and over, because people ask me, they say, Pastor Dan, what prophet should we be looking at? Or, you know, so on. Or what's the sign of the end? You know, war, about to go to World War III or whatever. And I say none of the above. That's not how I judge it. I judge it by that scripture that we read and talked about many times on here. It says that in that time of the end, how people would act.
Right.
You know, and that's how people are acting. They really are. It's right out of the Bible. And if you're not comfortable, I mean, if you don't believe you're in the end times, this should scare your pants off of you, so to speak, because we are there, and you better get right, you know. You better get right. You better get right, because there's a lot of horrific things that are going to happen before, according to the word, before Yeshua actually returns. You need to be about the Father's business. And the Father's business is what? Number one, if you have a family, it's taking care of your family and taking care of your own. That is the Father's business. You're supposed to do that. The word says you're required to do that. You're supposed to care for others and love one another. Love one another as yourself. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So if people need help, and you need, let's say you needed help, you'd want somebody to help you, wouldn't you, Mom?
Right. Simply put, if you don't want something done to you, don't do it to anybody else.
Right. Amen. Amen. And you're a sick person if you want something bad to happen to you.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Right. So you don't do it to others. You know, and like and the pedophilia, all these things are becoming normalized or trying to right now. Hollywood and politicians are pushing for it to be legal for, you know, to have sex with children and so on and so forth.
Well, it goes back to that. I wonder why. It's so they won't have to kidnap them anymore. They can just take them and, you know, whatever. Make it easier for what they're doing.
Well, and they also have, they also gain power from having perverted sex with minors. And perverted sex gives them power. You know, homosexuality, you know, two men loving one another and doing all those things, that gives them power. They think that it gives them power, but it gives power to one thing, the devil.
Right.
Because he's getting souls, you know what I mean, in that sense. But he thinks he can win, you know, and even though he knows what the end is going to be, they haven't gave up at all. And they're not going to give up, but it's going to get worse. And I believe, folks, I'm also warning, I'm trying to find the right person to talk about it. out of what we're going to bring it forward ourselves. But there is coming a huge deception. It's part of it's not a deception. There are UFOs. There are unidentified flying objects. What they are is what the deception is. Right now we have military people saying, finally admitting that where they've been forced to keep their mouth shut before, they were, they're now saying you can talk. And they are talking, like the Navy pilots that seen the UFOs, and they say there's something from that. There's nothing on this planet that can act like these things did that we saw in our airplanes, that we filmed, and that we chased. They are something from another world. And you have other people across the board in the military saying the same thing. We've got people coming out right now that are in the military that worked in missile silos that talk about strange, huge lights and things outside of the missile base, which was a UFO. And in the meantime, what did it do? It shut down the missiles. They could not be fired. And a very huge amount of the UFO sightings are always seen around something nuclear, whether it's a nuclear plant or nuclear energy or missile sites. You predominantly see UFOs around them. What are they? I don't know. I think they're a huge part of it, I believe, is interdimensional. It's an interdimensional thing. I don't believe them to be good guardians of us unless they are really angelic in nature. But there's something evil that abounds in this, and it's coming out. And what they tell people they are is, let's say this. If these things are Satanistic and they come out and say we're beings from another planet and we're here to guard you, and what is their predominant theme? They say, we put you on the planet as a seed. We created you. So what's that doing? It's taking away from Yahweh, you know, away from the Creator. In fact, one of the angels warned in the book of Revelation about midpoint, which in Revelation 14 says that flies through the air saying that you need to worship the Creator of everything, and points us back to the worship of the Creator. So why does an angel have to fly around and tell the world that? Because it came away from the Creator. But there is going to be a huge disclosure about this later on in this year, and it's already what's going on. Now, again, you know, when you even have medical science now saying it again, there's an article that I'm looking at. It says, what if schizophrenics are really possessed by demons? Well, this article, which I don't have time to go into or anything, we don't have time to read it, talks about how medical doctors are now saying that it's entirely possible and that they believe it to be so. You know, I've dealt with lots of schizophrenics. You know,
oh yeah, uh-huh.
That's what they were deemed at. Well, I had one that I never forget, and that really, it was one that really, really floored me. I can't remember his name. You know, the one guy way, way back that lived under the bridge.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Mark, wasn't it Mark?
Mark, yeah, that was his name, Mark. Well, I remember taking him food under the bridge one day, and he said, "Pastor Dan, man, you just missed it."
I remember
just
that.
Missed what? What did I miss? Well, I was pretty freaked out about it, so yeah. I probably came right back and told you. He says to me, he said, "Well, Pastor Dan, you just missed him." And I said, "Who did I miss?" And he said, "Well, God and the devil, or Jesus and the devil, but it was somebody and the devil, were just down here, and they were talking about you. They had a discussion, you know." And I just kind of said, "Well, here's your food. I'm gone." I thought it was just his
schizophrenia.
But, you know, really, I do believe that, because I've dealt with demonic people. I've cast out demons, and that's part of what we do. You know, when called upon them, we feel the situation's right. More so when I was younger, you know, I'm getting a little...
We've had them follow us around, follow us home, and follow our kids, and try to hang out in the house, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they manifested where we could actually see them. Yeah. You know, where we could actually see them, whether it was us or...
More than once.
Yeah, more than once.
More than any times I can count on both my hands, too.
Right. Right.
Oh, my goodness. I get jitters even thinking about this. Not too long ago, you said somebody called and wanted you to come cast out a demon. I said, "I don't want no part of it. That's your job? No. Not ready for this.
Yeah, amen. Because, you know,
I would if I had to, but, yeah, it's just nothing to look forward to.
Well, because there's always retaliation after.
There is, and they all, if they can't get you, guess what? They go for your loved ones.
And I did talk to the guy and everything, and it really didn't, I thought maybe it might have started to show up when we talked to him at the church, you know, and everything. And I don't believe he was possessed. I believe that something was suppressing him, but, you know, anyway, because I did the test. I have certain things I can do with the person to find out if they, you know, they're possessed, because
right.
Something that's demonic. For one, won't even say the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
You know, the Apostles' Prayer, actually, is what it's called. But they can't do that. But the point is, though, is afterwards, there's a lot of little strange incidents that happened to me that were negative. That could have, one, all of the attack on the radio programs that we couldn't have guests for a couple of months.
And one of them was what? Cyanide.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the main one. You still haven't got that program out because every time you tried to do it, something happened.
Yeah, last one I got like 90% of yeah, there's the point. You know, it something interrupted Joel Richardson 3 different times.
Exactly.
In that program. And right now, Joel's going through a real bad thing. His wife's been ill, so everybody needs to pray for Joel Richardson. You know,
that's because of that message, because it's the fact that he discovered it and he's getting it out, and the devil don't want it out. He wouldn't even let it go on the radio.
Right, right. Well, he has been getting out a lot of places, but yeah, it was really bad. So anyway, folks, you need to look into these things. You know, I ask you to please, please, please share these radio programs with others. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. What's the Wichita Mission Church, in case it's a new person?
It's Messiah's Branch Homeless Outreach dot. There's no dot in it.
Stop.
It's a homeless outreach.
And
we
wonder
feed the
why
people.
Your wife. Okay, this is a communication exercise. Some people don't know what the Wichita Mission Church is.
It's a homeless outreach.
Yeah, what do we do there?
We feed and clothe and anything the Lord sends, we give it out.
Right. And what are you going to do Friday?
Friday we're going to have a clothing day. I got a shed full of clothes. I got 3 donations in Tuesday. 3, and one of them was like 15 pairs of brand new boots.
Yeah, amen.
And brand new jeans. Brand new jeans, women's, but they're size 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think there was one size 8. So these are for small women, but there are small women that will take them. They'll be so happy to get them. Friday's going to be a good day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
And, so anyway, so that's what we do that. I also do first aid. You know, I just wrapped somebody's hand that had a big, huge knife wound on it. That was whatever his name is. It just got out of jail.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I don't hate to say names. I know who you're talking about.
Right, and so, you know, we do whatever we're led to by the people that's coming, you know, that's coming. And so, folks, you pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Right now, where we was looking at the closet.
Hey, maybe you should say that guy that has mail at the church. Maybe somebody on radio knows who he is and can get him to come by the church and find out what mail would benefit him a bit.
Okay. We are looking, and I'm not going to say what kind of mail it is. I'm going to say it's very highly important mail. His name is Gary Yarborough. This is a series of – he picked up –
Anyway, he's got some very important mail that would benefit him greatly, and nobody's seen him for a year since the first stimulus check came out, and so he's been disappeared incognito. So if anybody knows him and knows where he's at, tell him to hook up Pastor Dan. He's got something for him.
Yeah, and he was that's what I was going to say. I tried the normal place where they say Union Rescue Mission. That's who said they hadn't seen him since March of 2020.
So that's a year.
And I also checked in with ComCare. I know somebody over at ComCare, and they're checking around all the shelters and places for him right now. And I checked the jail, and he's not in jail. And so, again, his name is Gary Yarborough, if anybody knows him.
I thought it was George.
Or George. Sorry, Pat. George, yeah. It is George Yarborough. If you know him, have him come see me. I have something for him that he'll want.
Definitely.
But you see, so what does that say? We also do what for people?
We allow them to use the address for mail.
For mail. Amen. And that's a big thing. When you don't have a mailing address, there's a lot of things that you can't get unless you have a mailing address. And so we allow them to use our address. That's just one of the many things that we do for the people. Right now, we could. I was looking at the vegetables and everything. It looks like that we need to restock again. I know you're probably already, it's first month, you're probably already planning.
I could go to the store, yeah, I got.
But anyway, but we can always use help for food and everything because, you know, is the lights free? Is the gas free? Is all that stuff free?
No, they're all got bills. It's like you get the bills paid, the mail runs.
To get the bill. Yeah, I hear her say that. I guess that's how it works. I don't know. If you ask me how the lights work, I turn on the switch. My wife is in charge of paying the bills, in other words. She's the best head at it. Yeah, she always says, well, maybe I'll just turn it all over to you. And then that's when the conversation, she wins.
That's an anxiety attack.
Yeah, but
okay, you do it. Here, I'll just give it all to you.
It's an immediate win because you know fully good and well there's no way in the world that
Collapse.
Total collapse. Yeah, exactly.
What happened to Pastor Dan besides Brent? Linda must be sick.
Yeah, there it is. But, you know, we work together. But, folks, see, we've been together, we've been 36 years, what?
This December will be.
Okay, so here's the point. 36 years together, we know our places. She has certain jobs that she does, and I have certain things that I do. What she does frees it up and makes it possible to do the things that I do, and vice versa, you know. So it's very good. I mean, it's man should not be alone. He created woman as a helpmate, and believe me, that one's a helpmate for sure.
We've been pretty much side by side since 1985.
Yep, yep. Amen. And a lot of people, I remember back in the day, people didn't know, she'd say, well, this is Linda. And he'd say, no.
Danny's Linda.
Or, you know, Dan and Linda.
Oh, you mean Danny's Linda? No, I'm not Danny's Linda. I'm Linda. I am with Danny, but I'm not Danny's Linda. He doesn't own me.
Well, I kind of feel like I do. Anyway, also, we'll be starting our 22nd year of the Wichita Mission Church.
June 1st.
All right, folks, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. You can donate online.
And real quick, like, Friday night at dark will be a high Sabbath, the last day of unleavened bread, so.
Yeah, amen. All right. Folks, you must remember there's only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. Remember what, Mom?
Always be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
Are you coming back next week?
Am I coming back next week? I'll be here Thursday at 5.
All right. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that, Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and that you would give them peace. Like no one or nothing else can. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin
saying goodbye and
shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas. 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.